This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to unveil a sweeping $1.8 trillion package for families and education in his first joint speech to Congress Wednesday, as he stresses the need to invest to compete with China, the White House said. Mr. Biden will argue the new package is a once-in-a-generation investment vital to America's future. Together with an earlier infrastructure and jobs plan, the proposal totals around $4 trillion, rivaling the annual federal budget. The U.S. president will also plead directly with lawmakers to pass legislation to curb police violence, senior administration officials say, speaking on condition of anonymity. Mr. Biden will highlight repeated police killings of African American citizens and years of entrenched racism, while also honoring the service of the vast majority of officers. You can watch the president's speech at 0100 hours UTC Thursday on voanews.com. U.S. President Joe Biden has communicated his concerns about Russia's military buildup near Ukraine directly with Russian President Vladimir Putin, as well as the U.S. commitment to Ukraine's territorial integrity, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Wednesday. Federal investigators Wednesday executed a search warrant at the apartment of Rudolph Giuliani, the former mayor of the U.S. city of New York, New York, as they probe his business dealings with Ukraine. Giuliani was also personal lawyer to former U.S. President Donald Trump. A lawyer for Giuliani confirmed that a search warrant had been executed. Electronic devices were among the items seized, according to the New York Times. Giuliani did not immediately respond to a request for comment. This is VOA News. The European Parliament has ratified a post-Brexit trade deal with Britain. Results announced Wednesday showed EU lawmakers supporting the pact with a vote of 660 votes in favor and 5 against, with 32 members abstaining. The vote was the final step in a years-long process of defining trade terms between Britain and the remaining 27 members of the European Union. European Council President Charles Michel welcomed the vote Wednesday, saying it, quote, marks a major step forward in EU-UK relations and opens a new era, end quote. The two sides had been operating under the terms of the trade agreement on a conditional basis since late December, while awaiting the European Parliament's approval. Arlene Foster is to step down as Northern Ireland's first minister, a day after a majority of Democratic Unionist Party lawmakers signed a letter seeking a confidence vote in her amid discontent over her handling of Brexit negotiations. She said Wednesday she will leave at the end of June, bowing to pressure from the DUP. Foster has led the pro-British party for over 5 years. She said in a statement she would also step down as leader of the DUP May 28th. India crossed a grim milestone Wednesday of more than 200,000 people lost to the coronavirus, as a devastating surge of new infections tears through dense cities and rural areas alike and overwhelms healthcare systems on the brink of collapse. The health ministry reported a single-day record of deaths and infections. Japan's government is planning to introduce vaccine passports to help restart international travel, the Kyoto News Agency reported Wednesday. The passports would take the form of scannable smartphone apps that carry COVID-19 inoculation information, Kyoto said, citing government sources. Organizers of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics rolled out stricter coronavirus countermeasures Wednesday, including a plan to test athletes daily as they try to reassure a Japanese public made increasingly skeptical by the resurgent pandemic. With just 3 months to go until the postponed games, Japan has been encumbered by a slow-moving vaccine drive that has raised concerns about the viability of the games. Overseas, spectators have already been ruled out, and a decision on whether to allow domestic spectators will be made in June, a few weeks before the games begin July 23rd. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.